why not now? I mean, that could be a rally cry for so many things, but in this particular case, it is the title of a white paper from Echelon Wealth Partners outlining the many barriers facing women in the world of personal finance and hopefully some solutions that will help them overcome those barriers too. Echelon Wealth Partners, Debbie McGrath joins us now to talk about their report. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Urgency. There is an urgency for women to become more educated about managing their money. You use the phrase crisis level. Why is it so urgent?
I think because the participation rate is so low, combined with the tsunami of wealth transfer that's coming. We hear about the baby boomers transferring an enormous amount of wealth, $1.3 trillion.
And they're still alive. Wait till they start dying off.
Well, Bruce, they're spending it, actually, while they're alive.
Well, they shouldn't be doing that. They should be buying their children homes, right?
Well, I think most of them are, actually.
Yeah, most of them are.
We do have the numbers in that.
Yeah. What are some of the key things for you in the white paper that maybe we don't talk about enough?
I think what's missing for a lot of people is filling in the blank as to how we got here. And unfortunately, there can be an undertone of women left out. But I believe in women advocating for themselves. We got here together. And it isn't a male versus female discussion. It's women taking the opportunity to educate themselves on financial literacy.
And when you say here, what do you mean? Do you mean pay gap, financial literacy gap? What do you mean?
I mean yes to all. So the wage gap certainly has had a lot of attention, particularly since International Women's Day. We've heard the numbers. They're big. 78 cents for every dollar. And when you compound that over time, it becomes an exponential amount that we're behind, 13 years in wages. And you can't catch up. And so it inevitably leaves women behind for retirement. And the anxiety builds, the stress. And that's what we're hearing. Stress of money and lack of money is a number one for both men and women. But women carry a heavier burden on it. And we're hearing that the health impact is high due to lack of sleep, due to anxiety, which leads to heart attack, stroke, mental incapacity.
And not just at lower incomes. Because one of the – I mean, I'm exposed to all people in all sectors and all levels of income. And while making ends meet is a real issue for people at the lower end of the band, certainly even high net worth families deal with an enormous amount of stress when it comes to personal finances, just in a different way.
Absolutely. Sometimes wealthy families have the same stay awake issues. It's more of wealth transfer concern. What do we do? Want to make sure that the kids are motivated.
There is a graphic in your white paper that shows how women continue to be underserved in wealth management. There's this distinction between what she wants and what she isn't getting. Give us some examples there.
Women have trouble being heard. So first of all, they're worried that nobody's interested in their level of investment. So they may have a smaller amount of money to invest in what they assume, which may actually not be the case, but they do feel there's barrier from the banks and the financial institutions that they're not interested in their money. It's just not enough. So that would be a typical barrier. Lack of information themselves, not understanding what the tools are. One of the common confusions in Canada is what's better, TFSA or an RRSP? They're actually both pretty wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of factors that go into that. Now, one of the quotes that struck me was, advisors shouldn't assume that women have low risk tolerances. What do you mean by that?
Well, Bruce, we like to spend our money differently. So men versus women in behavior tends to be that men like the big wins. So perhaps you get a bonus at the office, or maybe there's been a transfer of wealth. Cars are of interest to men. Technology is an interest to men. Women like to go for the longer haul, but the bigger price item. So perhaps a cottage. So low risk is how they like to invest, and they like to be goal-oriented, which is usually lifestyle.
On the financial advisor side, what are the main biases that they need to be accountable for as it relates to gender? And I'll tell you why I asked this. I was having a conversation on the weekend with the female in a heterosexual high net worth family. And the first question on the new, you know, the new financial advisor, the new meeting, first meeting, great, great, great. The financial advisor asked the female, when did you stop teaching? And she said, I didn't stop teaching. But because of the assets under management, the assumption was, well, why on earth would she continue to work? And this is someone who loves to teach. She's taught for her entire career and loves it. And it was just, to me, an interesting example of the bias. And this person said, like, did she expect this, you know, plastic surgery, blonde, blowout bombshell who spent her days lunching in Yorkville?
Well, I think that bias can float either way. I mean, there's who's to say that it wouldn't happen with a young male who has a fair amount of family inherited wealth, who may actually be interested in working a lower wage job. Everybody's behavior is different towards their money. And many of us get up and go to work not because we have to, but because we enjoy it.
What would be your call to action for women as it relates to financial confidence, financial independence?
Educate yourself. And that the Internet of Things is a beautiful place that you can bring yourself up to speed on. If you're not aware and you don't have the confidence to speak to an advisor or don't know where to get started, you can certainly find a number of tools online. The financial institutions have them. Echelon has them. You can bring yourself up to speed that way. And there are so many articles that speak to women about how to navigate through this space. So always start with education.
Okay. Second and final question. What call to action would you offer up to the advisors who are listening to our program of how they can be better at engaging and working with their female clients?
Don't be assumption-based. Exactly what you said, to assume that that lady no longer had any need to work. Never arrive with bias. Try to put your stereotypes in check and be aware of those blind spots for yourself. We all have them.
Why Not Now? The title of a white paper from Echelon Wealth Partners. Debbie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bruce.
Debbie McGrath is with Echelon Wealth Partners.